You ever heard a word like haunches?
I've heard it.
That's not. Okay, somebody had been sick, and they looked sort of
pale.
Okay, a person who can lift heavy weights, you say that person's really
strong.
Okay. How about a person who is not really fat, but
chubby?
Okay, and then like
plump.
Okay, and then if they are solid, kind of like muscular, you might say they are.
I don't know what you want.
Okay, wait a minute. How about a person who's easy to get along with?
Easy going.
And how about somebody who kind of bumps into things?
Clumsy.
Yeah. How about somebody who really just does silly things that don't make any sense? You might say they're just a plain...
klutz.
How about a person who will never spend a cent of money? You say they're really a...
tatwad.
Do you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Common?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you mean that? I mean,
just average. Just
okay. It's not an insult then.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it could be.
Could be an insult.
Yes. It could mean like you're talking about someone that was just so plain. They don't have any personality. They're just common.
Oh, you could use it in that way. But then you could also mean
you could also mean
average.
Yeah.
It could be two things to you. Okay. If you were talking about an old person who could was still able to get around real well, you'd say like your grandmother. You'd say they're really.
They're young for their age. they're spry.
Very good. And how about a little kid who just can't sit still? You'd say they're really
a little kid that can't sit still. They're hypertensive. They're energetic.
Okay. Do you ever use the word fidgety?
Yes.
Okay. If you didn't feel easy about something, the opposite of that would be
uneasy.
Now, if a child wanted a light on in the room at night because they were
afraid,
and if you were talking about, you said, well, somebody's not afraid now, but she
was afraid. Used to be afraid.
Yes. Okay. Somebody who another way to say, instead of saying somebody's a reckless driver, you might say they were.
You mean synonym or?
Okay, I'm sorry. A synonym for reckless might be not quite so strong as reckless. If you don't take care when you drive, you
uncareful. I don't know what you want. Careless.
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Okay.
Time lapse. They cut my knowledge.
Oh, it's just like Samson when they cut your hair. Samson the second. If you were talking about somebody who was they acted sort of odd, peculiar, whatever, you might say that person acted kind of
weird.
Okay, now this is another generation kind of thing. Do you ever hear people just in that way using the word queer? Would you say the word first?
Queer.
Anymore. People don't use it in that way.
Nobody.
Right?
No.
No. Okay. You've heard it then used like nowadays in terms of homosexual.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the things, that's one of these generations. Oh, people use that. Okay, somebody who really makes up his own mind about something and nothing could change it, you'd say that person is
stubborn.
And a person that you just can't joke with without the person losing his temper, like you can't even touch the person without.
And they're touchy.
Okay, a touchy person, if you did tease a touchy person, they might get really...
angry. Mad.
Okay, if somebody was about to lose his temper, you might say just...
calm down.
If you've been working really hard, you'd say you're really